Good morning, everyone. When he steps to the microphone in the next couple of minutes or so, President Obama is expected to announce the details of the foreign policy, which is expected to be at the center of his strategy going forward in his administration. Afghanistan and South Asia at the center of his strategy. And we've already seen some interesting details more in a moment. And we will go live to President Obama when he steps to the podium to talk about what's been going on. But then we want to talk with Nicholas Schmidl, who's a fellow New American Foundation and author of To Live or Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years in Pakistan. Nicholas joins us. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning.
And Paul Hughes is a senior program officer, Center for Conflict Analysis and Prevention, and he's a retired U.S. Army colonel. He joins us from Washington. Paul Hughes, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
You know, Obama is expected to come out any second here, but in general, how important is this announcement, Paul Hughes?
This is extremely important because it puts the United States in a different kind of context when it gets into when it's re-engaging in a war that had long been forgotten. Bringing together all of the elements of power at one time is very significant.
And we already know that 4,000 trainers are expected to deploy with the 17,000 additional troops the president has already announced, and deployment of diplomats to further sort of create a kind of civilian corps. How significant is that, Paul Hughes?
Well, it's very significant because what we're trying to, what the president intends to do is to cover all the gaps that would exist in this kind of conflict. You could send the military in to deal with just the security issues, but if you don't also send in diplomats and economists and other technical specialists, you wind up leaving gaps that the military then has to hold again, just as we did in Iraq early on. And that's not what we need to do.
Nicholas Schmidl, Pakistan is likely to figure prominently in this announcement as well, correct?
Yeah, I would believe so. But again, it gets back to the fact that Pakistani sort of what comes out of this announcement vis-a-vis Pakistan can only be affected to such a degree because there's not a significant U.S. presence on the ground. So I think that's actually going to be – it'll be interesting to see the way that he tries to negotiate how you deal with a problem in which there are not Americans that are actually on the ground or not a significant American presence on the ground to deal with that problem.
Does the president have diplomatic or some set of incentives that can provide a set of levers to bring Pakistan more into a cooperative posture on these issues?
I think there are all the same diplomatic levers that have been in place for the past 8 years. The problem is just that the Pakistani security services and security establishment, their threat index is still, their concern is still that, well, if the Americans don't stay as long as they say they are, we need to sort of have as many horses in the race as possible. And the question is whether he can pacify that concern. Obama can pacify that concern and give the Pakistanis a reason not to be betting on every single aspect of the fight in Afghanistan.
Paul Hughes, does the president have to mention Hamid Karzai and bolster his credibility, or is this likely to be a distance, a snub?
Well, I think that he really does need to give a nod to the president of Afghanistan. After all, he is the guy who's asking for this increase in American forces and clearly recognizes that he cannot get his job done or that this new modern Afghanistan cannot survive without American assistance. And so the president's going to make that nod. And I think that if you saw Carl Eikenberry's comments yesterday at his nomination hearing on the Hill, he also made that nod, too.
All right. So we want to tell our stations that if we do go live to the president, who's expected to speak at any moment about the Afghanistan policy, we will be preserving our clock here, but expect to hear some live remarks from the president and possibly continuing our conversation with Paul Hughes, Senior Program Officer, Center for Conflict Analysis and Prevention, and a retired U.S. Army colonel, and also Nicholas Schmidl, author of the book To Live and Perish, or To Live or to Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years in Pakistan. Nick, is India going to come up in this announcement?
I think that we're going to see everyone's going to come up. I think that it's going to reflect the tone of the Obama administration's foreign policy priorities, which is being more regional. I think we're going to hear about Central Asia, about China, about India, about Iran, and so I do think that India will come up into this.
What is the Iranian issue? Certainly, the Iranians are going to be sitting down at the table in a discussion of Afghanistan. I believe that conference starts today with the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Hughes.
Yeah, well, the Iranians are are very concerned that the United States may get too close to the Taliban in a way of engaging the moderate Taliban and perhaps inviting them back into Kabul. Iran has always opposed the notion of a Taliban government in Afghanistan, and so they're very, very concerned that we not take that route. Now, of course, they're not dictating our foreign policy, but that's their interest.
Now, obviously, shifting the focus to the center in Afghanistan is what Barack Obama campaigned on. But Nick Schmidl, is it possible he makes too big of a bet here by focusing so much energy on this region? And again, in the title of your book, To Live or to Perish Forever, it's a very unstable region. He can't project control.
I agree. I mean, I think that he... I don't think that it's possible with these numbers so far that we're seeing that he could sort of overbet his hand. I mean, this is the center of the remnants of the global war on terror, if you will. I mean, now we have a reconstituted al-Qaeda in Pakistan, and I think that it does deserve the attention it's getting. And I think that, you know, the foreign policy agenda of this administration is very much global, and it's not going to get bogged down unnecessarily and forget other foreign policy priorities. But I think that they're right to be putting this much attention in this region right now.
Bets from each one of you. Will Osama bin Laden's name be mentioned in this announcement? Paul Hughes and then Nicholas.
You bet.
Really? I would say no. Nicholas, what do you think?
I would actually doubt if it would. I think we'll hear about al-Qaeda. I think we'll hear about dismantling al-Qaeda networks. But I don't think the sort of wanted poster manhunt, we haven't heard that so far.
It's going to be more regional, less manhunt. Paul Hughes, do you go along with that? Sounds like maybe not.
I think that as a historical reference, you're going to hear Osama bin Laden's name mentioned. But I agree that this administration is not going on a manhunt like the Texans tried.
Well, Paul Hughes, stay with us. Senior Program Officer of the Center for Conflict Analysis and Prevention. He's a retired U.S. Army colonel. And Nicholas Schmidl, a fellow New America Foundation and author of To Live or to Perish Forever, Two Tumultuous Years in Pakistan. As we've mentioned, we are awaiting President Obama speaking live to outline the details of his Afghanistan strategy. Among the headlines we're expected to hear, 4,000 additional trainers from the 82nd Airborne Reserves to go to Afghanistan to assist in a civilian and military front to increase stability in Afghanistan and also Pakistan. We will go to the president live when we return.